this, well, types of sausage, you've already said sausage, and back on page 40, whichever, 46.
Yeah, well, patty sausage, link sausage, patty sausage I think is the same as pan sausage.
I wondered what pan sausage was, that explains it.
Sausage.
The thing that you get in a bun at baseball games?
Hot dog. It's the meat itself, I've heard called a wiener.
Is that what you'd say?
Yeah, wiener, weenie. Frankfurt, it doesn't seem to be quite the same, but I guess it is.
And would you say wiener rather than weenie?
Wiener? Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Weenie sounds a little cute.
You wouldn't say hot dog just for the meat?
No.
Okay.
There's a certain type of wiener that's a little bit shorter and a good bit larger, thicker than a regular wiener, and it's more highly spiced, called Red Hot. Never heard of?
I've heard of it. I've never had one, though. Speaking of the chickens, did you ever hear of a Benny hen?
Benny?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Something. My next door neighbor mentioned that from Huntsville.
Sounds like a bantam?
It's very small, I think.
Bantam, yeah.
And Benny eggs,
bantam,
too.
Don't know that.
Okay. Then the kind of sandwich that several kinds of meat and cheese and lettuce on a long
bun. Yeah. Again, this isn't real familiar to me. I'd be just as likely to say submarine or poor boy or hero, any of those.
Any of those?
Yeah.
Would you say Cuban?
No.
Okay. Then what you might drink with a submarine sandwich?
Some kind of soft drink. I don't use Coke generically. When I ask for something, I ask for a specific type of drink.
Would you ever say pop or soda? Soda,
no.
Pop, soda water,
etc.
No. Soft drink, is it?
Yeah.
Would you say cola? Give me a cola?
No.
Give me a cold drink? Give me a cool drink?
No.
Okay. then what, so that's a little alcoholic, might you drink with a sandwich?
Yeah, beer. Low alcoholic contents, it's 3.2 beer, 3.2% alcohol.
Do you have slang names for beer?
Well, another type is draft beer, but then the slang names, brew, sud, that sort of thing.
Is draft beer more alcohol than?
I really don't know if it is or not. It doesn't quite have the bite that a lot of regular beer does. So.
Okay, well, I would rather not elicit everything that you can buy at a bakery, but what do you call the large cake that you might slice and then eat a piece with the coffee?
I guess coffee cake. It's not a really familiar thing with me.
Would you have a name for it if you went and bought one of those things in a store?
Coffee cake.
Okay. And then the individual piece?
Don't know.
You wouldn't say sweet roll or Danish or cinnamon bun or?
Cinnamon roll.
Okay.
I
is that what that
think
is?
A cinnamon roll is coffee cake. No.
Oh. What is a cinnamon roll then?
It has a kind of cinnamon flavored icing on it.
Mm-hmm. Now that you have said icing, is there any other term that you would use for the stuff that you spread on a coffee cake?
Icing and frosting pretty much the same to me.
All right. What's glaze? Or is it anything?
It's a little bit thinner and it doesn't quite cover whatever it's on up, like an icing.
Yeah, yeah. And what would you call it if it's spread over donuts?
I guess, well, you could have glazed donuts. I guess a frosted donut.
How about an iced donut?
An iced donut, no.
No? You wouldn't say that?
Guess not.
Okay, and how about a rectangular frosted donut?
I have no idea. Donuts aren't rectangular to me.
Yes, I had an informant who said that. That if it was rectangular and had no hole, it could not be a donut. You never heard of a long john? All right, how about a jelly-filled donut?
That's what it would be, a jelly-filled donut.
That's what you'd call it.
Or a cream-filled donut.
Fine, and then a twisted donut?
I don't know, a twisted donut.
Okay. Finger ring with a large stone?